An elite Connecticut boarding school is acknowledging more instances of faculty sexual misconduct. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, a follow-up of an April 2017 investigation has corroborated accounts of sexual abuse at Wallingford's Choate Rosemary Hall.
An independent investigation released 18 months ago substantiated abuse claims against 12 former Choate employees. Now the Day Pitney law firm has put out another report that uncovers corroborated accounts of sexual misconduct by two former faculty members, plus the wife of a former chemistry and physics teacher. There are more allegations of abuse against others that were named in the previous report. The school says that it hired the firm after additional reports came in following the April 2017 investigation. Connecticut Public Radio was referred to a letter sent to the school community by Choate Rosemary Hall's head of school and its chairman of the Board of Trustees. The letter acknowledges faculty sexual misconduct and reads, "We also recognize that Dave Pitney's letter details troubling instances where the school failed to address reports of misconduct appropriately. We know that our constant vigilance is required, and we have taken many steps and committed resources to protecting our community. It's unclear if any new steps will be taken to address these additional abuse claims, but the school says that among the things it's done since the 2017 report, it's hired a wellness coordinator and established a therapy fund for survivors." Former U.S. Attorney Stan Twardy led the investigation for Dave Pitney. He declined to comment on the report. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.